response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Good morning, good neighbor. I'm Vanita Sakar. So glad you could join us on this Tuesday morning. We've been having a lot of fun, playing some fun music, talking about some interesting things, which we hope to do every morning. We really appreciate you joining us. It's nice to know that my keys still worked, so I must have been okay yesterday. This is my second day on the job here on News Talk A3 WCCO and having a blast, getting to know all the listeners, appreciate all the texts. If you want to text us, you know the number, 651-461-9226. One of the fun things about doing this job, or telling people, telling my friends who grew up in Minnesota that I was going to get to do this, was the memories they have of WCCO, hearing the school closing announcements. My husband grew up in Starbuck, Minnesota, would wait to hear that Starbucks schools were closed. And I know a lot of my friends who grew up here waited to hear that. Snow days just aren't like they used to be. I'm wondering if even school districts are doing that anymore. I was just reading that Edina High School this past weekend, pipes froze, they busted, sending water into classrooms and hallways. And what I was reading on their district website is that no school in person today and tomorrow at Edina High School. They're going to go virtual today and tomorrow. So it's not like you get a free day today and tomorrow, Edina High School students. You still have to do everything online. And I'm an empty nester now. So, you know, my kids are in college. Curious to hear your district around the state. Please text us, 651-461-9226. Let us know, are you going to have any snow days? Is that even possible anymore with virtual school? And I just remember the joy of telling my kids, no school tomorrow. And my kids actually had a snow day dance that they would do because they were so excited about not having school tomorrow. And are we just seeing that go away? Curious what's happening in your districts. Please share with us, 651-461-9226, and tell us what you think about it, too. That joy of a snow day. One of the things that parents of really young kids who go to daycare will never really experience, especially with these COVID shutdowns, is this idea of trying to find the alternate plans. And we were talking earlier, we really feel bad for these parents of younger kids. They've got to be able to turn on a dime, tell work, nope, daycare is shut down because of COVID positives or this or that. And they have to make alternate plans because they still got to earn a living. Joining us now is Nick Halter. He's a reporter with Axios Newsletter. I subscribe to Axios, Nick. Love what you guys put out there. You're dealing with your own situation with daycare, aren't you?
Yeah, good morning, Vanita, and congratulations on the first week.
Thank you so much.
Launch.
Appreciate it. We saw your tweet yesterday, Jimmy Erickson, and you tweeted out, having two kids in daycare right now is a waiting game. You know the email about a shutdown is coming. You just don't know when. What's the latest for you?
I cursed myself. I tweeted that yesterday afternoon, and at 6 a.m. this morning, I got a text message from our daycare director saying, so we have two daughters, one's 14 months and one's three. And the 14-month-old, her teacher got COVID, and they're shutting her room down for the week. So we are at home now with a walking toddler who puts everything in her mouth. So it's going to be a long week.
My goodness. And you still, you know, I'm not sure how every daycare works, but you, when a daycare shuts down due to a COVID situation, you still have to pay for that. And if you can't take care of your kids at home, you have to pay for alternate daycare, correct?
That's correct. I mean, I don't know any daycares that some of them might try to give you a little bit of money back, but yeah, you're still paying for it. I think a lot of people kind of at this point try to rely on a mother or mother-in-law or, you know, other relatives to watch the kids. But in my case, my brother, his daughter's daycare is shut down as well. So my mom's taking care of of her this week, and so I guess she's on reserve already, so I don't have that option.
You have a 14-month-old. You had a kid in the middle of this pandemic. How are you guys doing? I'm an empty nester, so I'm removed from having younger kids. But I think about you young parents all the time, about how rough this must be. How are you doing?
Yeah, it hasn't been too bad. Our daycare has actually avoided most of it up until recently here with this surge going on. And so we had our last baby like end of October last year. So like it was sort of at a peak, and that was a little bit worrisome. But we're actually expecting another one in 3 weeks now. So that's a little terrifying because that's supposed to be like the surge of Omicron. And like we're wondering which of us has COVID when my wife goes into labor. That's kind of worrisome. So.
Oh, goodness. That hanging over your head. We're talking to Nick Halter with Axios Newsletter, who's also kind of representing a lot of you who are parents of young kids, and you've got one on the way, too. My goodness, congratulations. That's
Thank you.
How are you navigating things as a young parent of young kids? What kind of has it changed the way you look at parenting now? What has this pandemic done to you guys as parents?
Yeah, I would say that like it was tough, like maybe the first 6 or 8 months when they shut down. Remember, they shut down playgrounds for a while.
And yes.
Your kids were home with you, and you couldn't even take them to a playground. And so you have to get pretty creative on how to entertain them. But, we kind of have – I don't know. I've wondered if my kids will even know that this happened to them, 10 years from now. Like, we've kind of kept it sort of – they don't really understand what's going on. They don't know any different. And so, I don't know, we're trying to live as normal as possible, and I think we've done a pretty good job so far.
That's good. Well, we really appreciate you giving us your perspective. It's something that's on the minds of a lot of people. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal about decision fatigue that people are just like COVID has tapped them out. They can't. Some millennials can't make a decision even what to wear in the morning. And,
yeah.
I don't know if you hear that amongst friends at all or if people talk about that at all, the exhaustion.
Yeah, I think, there's a 50-50 split amongst like parents where it's like some of us, and I guess I'm kind of falling into this camp now where it's like we've been through this for so long now that I don't think we really worry about it anymore. The idea of if your kid's healthy, like getting COVID is not that much of a worry. To me, it isn't anymore. It's more like the logistical hassle of it all because they usually have a really good outcome with it, but for other parents and especially new parents who just have newborns, everything's really terrifying. That's just natural for that to be that way. And so someone who's having a baby for the first time, I can understand how worrisome it can be, but you kind of realize after time that kids are tougher than you think and they're pretty resilient. So,
well, I love your attitude. That plays into it a lot, that keeping that kind of attitude and just rolling with it. That's all you can do. And that's all all of us can do right now.
Yeah, well, talk to me by Friday when we've made it through this week.
Well, good luck with everything. Enjoy those snuggles. They're only little for so long. All of a sudden, you're sending them off to college, and they're doing their thing, which is also good, too. It's not a bad thing. Look forward to that as well. Thank you so much, Nick,
Thanks
for joining us. We appreciate it. Best of luck to you. And, trying to get that Axios newsletter out and also taking care of a 14-month-old. Good luck.
I'll do my best.
Okay. Thank you. Nick Halter with Axios Newsletter telling us what it's like. Weather and traffic is next on Newstalk A30 WCCO.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.